This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Mark, Roshan Kanisen and Noelle Lim. We're taking a look at what happened overnight in the markets.
Looking at the US markets, the Dow was down 0.3%, S&P 500 up 0.2%, and the NASDAQ was up 0.7%. I think it was a great day for tech stocks.
And Asian markets, the Hang Seng and the Shanghai Composite were closed for the Dragon Boat Festival yesterday. But of the other markets that we cover, the Nikkei was up 0.7%, the STI was down 0.2%, and our own FBM KLCI was up 0.5%. So for some insight into global markets, this morning we're speaking with Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management. Joe, thanks so much for joining us today. So the S&P 500 hit another record high last night as buying interest rotated back to tech stocks, in particular Apple. But will cyclicals garner similar buying interest from investors at some point?
No, don't sell the cyclical trade just yet. We like cyclicals. We're seeing strong growth come through the United States. Inflation is picking up. These companies, cyclical earnings in Q2, Q3 are going to be very robust. However, what you're seeing is, remember we talked a couple months ago about the pullback in technology? Buy technology on the pullback. So that's exactly what's happening. So check that a little bit more attractive in terms of valuation, but we like both, buy growth and value, particularly on a pullback, either or. So just stay in the equity markets and continue to participate.
Now, Joe, looking forward, what kind of policy direction do financial markets expect the Fed to take when they meet tomorrow? Do they expect that tapering will become a key topic of a conversation?
The Fed's going to, it's really tough. Jay Powell's got a huge communication challenge in front of him. They're going to talk about tapering, talk about tapering. So, way out in front of us. I don't think there's anything coming until Jackson Hole, which is later in the summer, towards August, September. But, the numbers speak for themselves. CPI, inflation, wages are rising. I mean, you can't find anyone here that wants to work for a restaurant. We have a labor shortage crisis here in the United States right now. But it'll work its way through automation, people coming off the sidelines. But it's going to take time. So I think the Fed's got to be very careful about how they talk about inflation, because right now they're getting the benefit of the doubt with the bond market. But if they start to see any signs of panic, then you'll see a steeper yield curve faster than than markets want.
Well, inflation has been that hot topic, and so much is tied to that. How will the Fed reconcile inflation being transitory with a larger than expected jump in CPI figures reported last week?
Yeah, I think people are getting over the transitory. Now it's more about how long will this last. A key issue here is lumber prices. A lot of people are looking at there's a huge downdraft in lumber prices because the prices rose to a point where, like, people said, I'm not going to pay for this piece of wood anymore. So that in itself is slow growth. Now we're talking about here in the United States, believe it or not, the fiscal cliff, slower than expected growth, earnings being weaker than expected in Q4, in the Q1 next year. Don't buy that narrative. This economy's red hot, earnings are going to be on the upside, so you want to stay in U.S. equity. So it's too early to talk about peak growth, peak earnings, and a peak in inflation. But remember, if the Fed starts to raise rates or talk about raising rates, that's still a very attractive backdrop for U.S. equities. So while they're talking about raising rates, you want to be owning equities.
And the ECB has pledged to increase its pace of bond buying, even though the Eurozone economy seems to be out of the pandemic's worst effects. Why are they going along this path?
Well, I think the ECB, Lagarde has done a great job. I think she's learned the lesson from history. Just overpromise, keep the markets, folk addicted on cheaper credit. If you look at Europe, they're about 3-4 months behind the U.S. when it comes to the recovery, the expansion. So I think the ECB is sending the right message that they're going to be very accommodating until they see firmer growth. And that's going to come, but I think she's on the right path in terms of being overly optimistic, overly cautious, providing liquidity. Because, there's a lot of moving parts to Europe, many different countries. They're not moving at all at the same pace, and they need that central bank assurance that the ECB is going to be there when it comes to easing monetary policy.
On that note, Joe, what kind of recovery growth curve do you see for France and Germany in the second half of the year? Will these two be leaders of the pack in Europe?
You know, France and Germany, I would be cautious, right? Germany got a big change coming with Merkel going out the door. What's the coalition going to govern going to look like? Macron has a big issue challenge next year with his election. I think where you want to invest is in the Mediterranean countries, and I don't think I've ever said that in my lifetime. But Spain, Italy, Greece, you know, tourism is going to come back, right? Global tourism is going to come back. These countries are poised to do very well. Draghi, Mario Draghi, I mean, he's the shining star of Europe right now. Private sector reform, more privatization, putting these recovery funds together. So believe it or not, as I said, first time I've ever said this in my lifetime, buy the Mediterranean countries.
Joe, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management, talking to us about the movements in global markets. And suddenly, you know, it's a little bit of upheaval expected for France and Germany, because Angela Merkel has been in power for what seems to have been the longest time. But her term ends, if I'm not mistaken, at the end of this year. And with France heading into elections next year, also could be a period of upheaval for them as well. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.